Sweetie Rolls, once again, welcome back, dear listeners. This time we bring you a very special one-shot where we play Aventyr, an upcoming RPG, or I should say an upcoming English translation of an old RPG that's been around for quite a few years now by Donny Lehto. It's called Aventyr in Swedish as well. So please enjoy this one-shot where we're joined by special guest star Amanda Stenback. Sweetie Rolls, once again, welcome back, dear listeners, to part two of Aventyr. The adventurous RPG by Donny Lehto. Yep. Lehto.
Still don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Last name.
Daniel L.
Yes.
El Daniel.
We will let you know when this game goes live and you can order it somewhere. You can order it in Swedish and play it as much as you want because it's been around in Sweden for a long time. So, last time we had Mori the Minotaur,
woo,
played by Amanda Stenback, very
Hello.
Special guest star.
Woo!
And we have Annalie Heed here playing Fluffy the Fluffy Goblin Thief. Yeah. Pink Fluffy Goblin Thief. Yay! And me, Andreas Lundström. Yes, we are playing an adventure seed, which is actually included in the rulebook. Cool. He has. I really like this because in the book he has tons of, like, for every occupation, mm-hmm, for every race, for every place, there's a bunch of, like, adventure seeds, just like two sentences, like this could happen, this could happen, this could happen, this could happen. Cool. So if you're a game master, you're basically, if you don't need, like, tons of stats and details, you basically get like 40 adventures.
Wow,
in this rule book.
Yeah.
And for me, who's a low prep GM, who likes, you know, to have a few sentences to base a scenario on and then just improvise, for me it's a gold mine. Mm. So we're doing one of those.
Fun.
When we last left off,
you
were
yeah, I don't know what we were doing.
With the dwarf?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Whose name I forgot. Do you remember?
The crack.
Duck something.
Oh, bird duck.
Burdock.
Burdock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burdock.
Burdock. At first it was Burdock, but then it was Burdock.
Mm, yes, that's his name. And you realized that he might have the three missing chests.
Yes.
Yeah.
That the dwarves of the Dark Forge Trade House were supposed to deliver to the Queen Paunella.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So let's just jump into the action and see what happens,
yes,
when we finish this adventure. As Mori the Minotaur draws hammer and axe and goes up to Burdock, he backs away and is going, what are you doing?
You're a liar.
I'm not a liar.
You just lied.
Yeah.
No, the tulips are blue, are they not?
You're blue.
I am not blue, what are you talking about?
You're a duck fryer, you fry ducks in butter and you steal chests of gold.
I don't fry them. I cook them over open fire.
That's even worse. You're not making it better.
But I don't know what you're talking about. You cannot kill me. No.
No, you better explain where you get this chest now.
Yes. Do you want to make some kind of, like, intimidation roll of some kind?
Yes, can
I? Never ask.
There's no social skill here, really. So let's go with body. You're threatening him with your...
Can I help?
With your presence.
Can I help?
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Say,
yeah!
Great help. These guys are so good at coming up with in which way they're helping out. They're the best in the biz.
Mm-hmm. Should I just roll one dice then?
Yeah.
Help die. Oh, man.
Four.
Yeah, that's a four.
Yeah.
Yeah, you scare him really, really, really bad, and he you hear a little whoop. What do you mean? These are my chests, the dwarf, the Dark Forge gold chests. Look, there's a Dark Forge emblem over there. I am taking them back to our kingdom, Bordur.
Bordur, but they're not going to the queen then.
No, they are going back to Bordur, right?
Why did I leave Bordur in the first place?
Because I wanted to take a little trip with them. I wanted to take them for a breath of air.
That's an obvious lie. You see that yourself, right?
Yes, perhaps. Yes, it was not the best lie I
so
told.
You see, yes. I really want to.
You
use
are
like,
correct. It's. Please don't bash my head in.
No, but that's kind of what I want to do.
Yeah,
when
please
say
don't
really
bash
really
my head in with
now.
A hammer. Please don't.
No, what
would
you
really want to do it? Yeah.
What do you suggest?
Well, I.
Maybe I should take these chests instead.
We will take the chests from you, and you will walk your merry way.
But then you would be bandits. You would take my.
Oh, we don't really care about being put in, you know, different spaces. We really don't care for that. So you can call us bandits and you can call us whatever. We don't really care.
Yeah, we're on a mission from the queen to take back her chests.
Royal mission.
That Crackter was supposed to deliver to her.
Yeah.
Oh.
We will be paid handsomely.
For subversion. He speaks some words in Dwarven. They do not sound like
magical shit.
They do not sound like
stop it.
They do not sound like magical spells. They sound like
swear words.
Swear words.
Oh, okay.
Really bad swear words.
Okay.
So you get two choices here. Let me explain them to you really in a very calm, pedagogic way.
Wait, Fluffy, why did you swear there? You look concerned.
Well, I do not want you to take my chest. That is why.
Yeah, we get that. But you see, if these chests were supposed to go to the queen...
Yes. Well, if you take the chest, I can go away. Right?
Nah. I think either way, we have to take you with us and present you as a thief to the queen. Or we can just let you go, but...
I think you should let me go, because I'm giving you the chest now, right?
Why would we? I mean, what...
Otherwise, we can fight about it if you want to. I mean, if you're gonna take me in, I might as well put up a fight.
A good fight is always a good fight. What do you say, Mori?
Yeah, I'm up for a fight.
Yeah,
we can fight.
Yeah, fight.
Let's fight.
Fight. Do it now, fight.
Well, you know, perhaps we don't need to fight. I could come with you.
Oh, this is turning out great for us.
Yeah.
This is turning out great.
It really is.
Yeah, so if you don't mind, I think we're going to just tie you up with a rope.
If you don't mind, really.
But I'm coming with you. Why would you want to tie me up?
Well, you will run away.
It's the scope of the situation.
If I run away, you will catch me and you will hit me with that big hammer.
No, we're just going to tie you up.
Hand.
We really have to do it because it's the scope of everything, and also it looks really nice if we do that because
because
we look really badass if we have a capture with us.
Yeah, we have to think about our image here. We run a business.
Exactly.
But then you could tie me just as we're outside the town, right?
No. It has to be from the start. Yes. Please do it.
I'm gonna go ahead. Sorry, he's guy.
Sorry.
I'm gonna try to just tie him, grapple him, and tie him.
Okay. You take up the rope. You tie him. He grunts and he protests and probably says some select words in Dwarven.
She says, "See, that wasn't that bad, was it?
No, this is gonna be fine.
You look really good in those
it's
ropes.
It's very tight. You're very strong. Can you loosen them just a little bit?"
No,
I'm not stupid. Do I look stupid?
No,
does he look stupid?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
No. Do I look stupid?
No.
No, she looks
pretty.
You
hesitated?
No.
I look fluffy.
I was coming up with a good compliment to say instead of stupid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Fluffy, do you want to, like, put him on the horse, maybe? That would be a, that would
yes,
be a good...
Yes, I can totally do that, because it's teamwork at its best.
Yeah.
And she does that, but she tries, but he is obviously too, I mean... She,
heavy,
he's
to
heavy.
Lift
yeah.
off
okay,
on the
I'm
horse.
Just
but
gonna...
she tries.
Yeah, I'll help. Now is to do the whole thing.
Just, do you pick him up by the head? Like
you,
Amanda did
effort.
This, like, you know, like when you move a chess piece, and she was like, you know.
Yeah. I'm that strong.
Yeah. But Fluffy jumps around and shouts, A for effort! Really proud of herself in this moment.
Yeah.
My head. Oh, I. Oh.
Careful with his head.
Careful. Sorry, dude. Sorry. Yeah.
Can we go now?
Yep.
I really want to get to the capital very fast.
We'll just take this chest, use these horses to help us out. Yeah.
Yeah. With him on a horse, you're going to have to carry one of the chests, though.
Well, Fluffy can't do that. So.
I can do that.
Yeah. So you're carrying the chest and...
Leading the horses.
And you head on back to the capital.
Yes.
Yeah.
Should we perhaps try another random encounter on the way back?
Why
just
not?
Because
why
it's
not?
So much fun.
It is so much fun.
Very interesting. I rolled a 1.
Oh. What does that mean? Is that good? Is that bad?
I think it's bad.
Having traveled this way before, you know that you're about an hour's travel away from the road, from getting back to the road again. And you hear some... You hear some shouting in the distance. You see from afar two adult humans who are, they're carrying like pitchforks.
Oh.
And they seem to be poking something.
Oh no.
Poking?
And you hear like...
Oh, they're being mean to somebody.
Oh no.
Yeah, look at us. We're the Dragon Slayers. Yeah. And you see that the what they're poking is actually a young dragon.
Aww.
Who's like trying to huff and puff some fire on them, but it seems like it's too young. It hasn't really learned how to yet. So it's like, look at us, the dragon slayers.
I think Mori sees this, he just stops in his tracks and he drops the chest that goes to the ground with a boom. And then he just goes,
hey, that's not nice.
What do you mean? We're dragon slayers, look at us.
That's a kid. That's a kid dragon.
Well, it still counts.
Fluffy, I don't think that counts, right?
Of course not.
And Fluffy walks over to them.
Hello. You...
Hey, this is our dragon. We're slaying this one. You have to find another one. You have to find your own.
That's not what I'm looking for today. What I'm looking for today is to get my friend Mori here to kick both of your butts.
Yeah. I'm going to walk up behind her.
Mori. Please start. What did you do to the dragon?
Hey, we
the
found this
dragon?
One. Fair and square.
What
it's ours.
What did you do to this baby dragon? He will not do to you.
You're bullies.
I just want to take my hammer.
You whack him.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the same time as Fluffy is like leading the little baby dragon away from there.
Mm-hmm. Make a body roll, please.
This is awesome. Like saving the little sweet baby
10.
Dragon.
You swing way above their head.
This is a strength roll.
You should have had it easy and easy level difficult level of difficulty easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'll allow it.
Run.
Yeah, roll.
Can I help?
Nope. You're leading the baby dragon away.
Yes. Four.
Four. You whack this peasant by the like right in the chest, and he flies back 3 meters, like 10 feet, and you whack him with your hammer, and he's just.
Already made 3 sound effects for this.
Do you want to... It can be a sound effect. Do you want to do something with your axe as well? Or do you...
I think I just want to turn to the other one and like look at him like, yeah? What are you going to do?
Hey, that's not fair.
Well, what you're doing is not fair either.
Well, it's a dragon, but he's backing away. He's holding up his pitchfork in front of him and he's like backing away slowly. It's...
That's not fair.
No, life isn't fair.
Smacking over the head!
And he just runs over to his friend and they run off. You scared them off.
The fluffy house the dragon.
Well, I think he's really afraid and he's really alone in this world and I think we need to take care of him. What's your name, baby dragon?
What are you?
I love that name, but I can't spell it. Oh, his name is Wow.
Hey, buddy, do you have a home you need to get back to?
Do you have a mama or a daddy? Oh, it nods. He's nodding.
It's nodding.
Oh, where do you live? Point in the direction, please.
And it starts, like, you know, trotting off to the east.
Okay.
Oh, you think he will be fine?
And it looks back over its shoulder, looking at you with its big eyes, just like with gratitude and love in the eyes. Aww. And you have the feeling that you have made an eternal dragon friend in this world who may or may not come back to save you in 10 years' time when
I'm
it's
thinking.
Grown a bit.
Yeah. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So, you're welcome. See you some other time, darling.
Yeah, bye, buddy. Take care.
Bye. He was so cute.
That was so cute.
Oh, that was the cutest.
Oh, we did something good there, Fluffy.
You really did. Yeah. Oh.
Yes, you guys are really rescuing everyone, aren't you?
Except for you.
Mm. Yeah. No, because me, you can throw on a horse, you can tie up, and you can...
Well, maybe you shouldn't have stolen things.
Exactly. Try to be nice and
it's
get back.
It's my trade house. It's my trade house on the chests.
Yeah, well, you have no explanation to what is going on here, so...
Well, you...
Yeah, exactly.
Should we cover up his mouth as well?
Maybe we should.
Wait!
Maybe we should.
No, I'll be silent. I will be very silent. I will not talk at all.
Good.
I will not say a word.
Okay, stop it now. Stop. Okay, good. He's quiet now.
Oh, the quiet.
Ah, it's so nice. You can hear the birds now.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, look at the flowers.
Yeah, let's look at the flowers.
Yeah.
And get back to the castle.
With a freshly woven wreath around your head, Minotaur Mori, you come back to the capital.
Aww.
Do you not want to go back to the capital?
Fluffy also wants like a laurel of flowers on her head.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
And we can give one to Fluffy
Thanks.
Too.
She's very grateful now.
Can I have one as well?
Yeah.
Yes. You may.
That is very nice of you. Thank
okay,
you.
Good. Thank you. Now quiet.
Yes.
Okay.
Walking back to the capital of Queen's Castle. Mm-hmm. So you come to the outer gates. And you see... the guards have been notified to let you through. I mean, you do stand out in a crowd.
Yes.
A giant minotaur warrior with a fluffy pink goblin friend.
Yes.
It's not... something you see every day.
We're pretty unusual.
Yes. Rarities.
Unique.
Unique rarities with glitter and sprinkles.
Yeah.
And you're led into the town and then also led in through the castle gates where you once again meet with the captain of the guards, Nursime.
Hello, Nursime!
Hi.
We're back!
What? Whoa.
We have chests.
I see three chests. Are these the missing chests?
It is.
And this is the assumed bandit.
Yeah.
One bandit did that?
That's what we think.
That's what you're going with?
Yeah.
I mean, we couldn't really get him to speak, so we just thought we'd brought him back here.
He was really silent. He never said a word.
These are bandits. They took my gold, and they have tied me up. You see, I am Burdok of the... of the dwarven realm of Bordur, and they attacked me in the wild and took my chests. I do not know what this is, but please untie me.
But this is obviously a lie. He has been lying. He's a big liar.
He's been lying the whole time.
If you look over in the saddlebags over there, you will find my family crest and you will find my family stamp, and you will see that the same is on the chests.
This is shocking. This is shocking.
Really coming to us now from nowhere, and we are like, what is going on?
We asked you multiple times to explain yourself.
Yes.
And I told you it's my family crest. I told you that the symbol on the chest is the same as my family's symbol.
Yes, you did, but then you started swearing and acting like real weirdo.
Well, you were about to bash my head in. They threatened to kill me out in the wild.
You claimed that the golden coins needed some air.
Yes, that you took it away from your home to give it some air.
I demand that you arrest these bandits immediately.
Put this mouth thingy on again, because now it's this talking bull.
So, I'm gonna need some kind of roll here. So, we're doing the simplified rules, like the basic rules. There are an advanced set of rules as well, where you have a rather long skill list to choose from. And looking at that, I see that persuasion goes under awareness. So I need an awareness roll from one of you guys.
That would probably be Fluffy.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, and I'm going to make a roll for the dwarf.
Do I get one or two dice?
You actually get two dice because he's lying.
Oh, yeah, you're... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing because the first roll was an 8 and then there's a 3. So you roll lower than he does. He rolled a 5. She just looks at him and says, yeah, and that family crest was also the mark of the missing chests that were supposed to be delivered to the queen as payment for the recent trade.
See?
Yeah.
Well, I do not know about this trade and or about the...
Just put him in irons, and guards comes and they arrest him, and they put some proper shackles around his wrists. Well, thank you for bringing the chest back to the queen.
You're so welcome. I mean, it really was a team effort, and my friend Mori really did all of the work.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Fluffy did great things too, though. She screamed at one point.
Thank you, yes, I tried.
Yeah. Where are the rest of the dwarves?
There was only this one.
They were supposed to come after you and follow you and help you bring the bandits to justice.
They were supposed... We didn't know that.
Cracktoe came after us?
Yeah.
We didn't know that. No,
you didn't see them?
No.
Oh.
Oh, no. Are they in trouble? Oh, they were our friends.
Yeah, we should help them.
Yeah. They've been, like, really close friends for, like, 4 days now.
We shared so many things.
Yeah.
Emotions, conversations.
You do realize I'm asking you because I want you to arrest him.
Oh, he's not our friend anymore.
What did
he do?
Do you think that this one dwarf robbed the other 5 dwarfs and went away?
No.
You know, thinking about it now that you say it, that does not.
They're swindlers.
It really.
They've tried to swindle
around.
Queen Paunella of Masona.
Oh, they're con artists.
We didn't share that much conversations. We didn't. They're not our friends anymore.
But if he's your friend, maybe you know where he is and his culprits.
We've known him for only 4 days. I gotta admit.
Yeah, and also most of the time he was really quiet.
Do you think he went after us? Do you think he wanted to help his friend? Maybe
I don't
can...
know. He said he would, but I don't know.
Fluffy, what do you?
I can't think on an empty stomach. I think it needs some good crumbs in my body.
Yeah, we can offer you some food, of course, if you want to eat before you head out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah. Food is very good for the thought process.
Yes. Then you can really chillax and you can have a think, and you can. Gather your thoughts around what is important in life.
Yeah, over the last 2 days, we've realized that we need to think before
we act.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is often the best way, course of action.
So true.
Yes.
Mind blowing.
Yeah.
Big progression for us.
Okay, well...
Innovation.
Well, I mean, I think maybe some gold could be... I mean, some gold perhaps could also improve the thought process.
Because
I did promise you a hefty reward, and she brings up a big pouch. Mm. almost too heavy for Fluffy to carry.
Oh, wow. I'll just carry it for us, Fluffy.
Yes, I trust you.
Kling.
Thank you. The handsome reward.
Wow. Yeah, I'm already getting a lot of ideas here.
Yes, I feel my memory is being jogged in some way.
So, like, is there more rewards if we catch the other guys?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. There's half again as much if you catch the rest of the culprits.
Goodness.
I mean, of course, the gold was the main thing. You know, the important thing is we got the gold.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we can't have swindlers trying to fool the queen like this.
Don't underestimate the importance of justice.
Exactly, yes. It's the cornerstone of every proper civilization.
Yes.
I love cornerstones.
Yeah.
Cornerstones are great.
I love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can be pink.
They can really be pink, and I've seen purple ones as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's the foundation of civilization, of civilized society.
Civilized.
Yeah.
A pink foundation.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
If I would ever need foundation, it would be pink because I'm naturally pink because my fluff is pink. Yeah. So that's,
yeah. Oh, sorry. They're calling for me over there. I need to go. I apologize. And she bows deeply and says, the realm owes you a big thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
You will be welcome in the city anytime.
Hmm.
Okay, we're going to go eat and make a plan.
Yeah.
Oh, good. 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 Yeah. Yes, yes. Good. Mm.
Goes to such weird places.
Yeah. So, where are you off to? Where do you go to eat?
Inn.
Yeah.
An inn?
Yeah.
Okay.
And probably the inn we got recommended.
Yes, the one that is the favorite the Golden Duck. Inn for
the Golden Duck.
Yeah. Ooh, that's the name of it. Well, the duck
bean. Is. Yes.
Duck.
Woohoo.
Tails.
You go to the Golden Duck. Mm-hmm. There is a huge inn sign, like freshly painted, a golden duck, but it is does not seem to be the kind of duck you eat. It does seem like the kind of duck that is, you know, with bulging muscles.
Oh, yes.
You know, like flexing.
Fighting duck.
With a shield and a sword.
The street zanka.
Yeah.
Those are cool ducks.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. And its feathers are like, you know, almost glowing with this golden light.
Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa.
That's very cool. Yeah. Mm. One day maybe we'll meet some really cool... No, maybe one of these will meet them.
Yeah, this is a bit weird. It's a handsome duck. I've never seen a duck be that handsome.
I know, right?
And you go inside. And, coincidentally, the innkeeper is a duck.
Oh, man.
With bulging muscles.
Oh, goodness.
And a strapping beak.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, wow.
Going out and saying, hi. Welcome to the Golden Duck.
Oh, you are a duck.
I'm a duck, yeah.
Do you own this
duck,
place?
Duck, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
You're ducking amazing.
Thanks. Do you own this?
Yeah, this is my establishment.
Wow.
What's your name?
I am... Zindin.
Zindin?
Zindin, that's my name.
Zindin.
Zindin, that's my name.
Well, very nice to meet you, Zindin.
Well, actually, it's... But you can't pronounce that, so I translate it to Zindin.
Not that shit book by its cover, Mr. Yeah.
Looks at you with wonder in his eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm also Fluffy.
Yeah, she's both beautiful and bilingual.
Yes, that's true. I mean...
That's,
I'm very, very fluffy.
What can I get ya?
Food, but really quick because we're really in a hurry.
Not duck.
Not duck, of course. I don't think he serves duck. Do you think he would serve duck? I don't think so.
Just want to make it clear.
Zinjin runs off and comes back with a bowl of porridge with honey and milk.
I love this. Thank you.
Hey, was it Zinjin?
Zinjin.
Zinjin. Zinjin. Yes. There weren't any dwarves here, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there were.
We got some dwarves. Yeah. Cracktor.
Oh, yay.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one we're looking
for. Cracktor and the rest.
Yep.
Hey, did they say anything?
They left in a real hurry. Didn't even pay their bill.
Oh,
they didn't pay their bill?
Bad dwarves.
Well,
yep.
What was their bill on?
Well, food and drinks.
Well, I mean, I can pay it. I'm saying we.
That's really nice of you.
I thank you very much. Yeah. I'd love that.
We'll be happy to do that because we really need to know where they were heading. Do you know where they're heading?
They were heading for the North Gate.
North Gate, that's great. That's excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate this. And also,
thank you for paying their bill.
Cool.
Yeah. I really support small businesses.
Yeah, we love to do that when we travel.
Yeah.
To really, really support the local organizations.
Yeah.
Well, quite the heroes you are, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And you pay the bill, and you eat your porridge, and you go to the North Gate.
Kind of chow it down, because they're really in a hurry now. Because,
And we need to go after them.
And then they...
Up to the North Gate.
Yep.
Where you find out from the gatekeepers that indeed, Cracktor and his friends left the gate. Yeah. And headed in a general direction of where we came from and where the supposed ambush took place and all that.
Yeah, I think it's best if we just backtrack where we went and see if they tried to go back and help their friend.
Backtrack tractor!
Backtractor!
Yeah, back tractor, back at you, tractor.
Oh, this is beautiful. We need to scream that at him.
We should do that.
When we find him.
We will do that. Yeah.
So you backtrack looking for a tractor.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm going
to
need another tracking roll from
tracking back track, from the, track,
yeah,
tracking roll.
Yeah, tracking the crack.
I'm going to give it a crack.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mhm. Yeah, you do find some fresh tracks of five dwarves leaving the road in the general direction where you followed the horse tracks from the pack horses. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, this is really backtracking. It went the exact same way.
Exact the same way. Crazy.
And you once more hear the...
Now it sounds sad, yes.
That's the way it sounded from the very beginning.
Nope. That's not... Nope.
Care to put some money where your mouth is, Annalie?
I never do, because... No.
All right, then. No. Well... As I said, if the listeners want to make a judgment call on if your Annalie was correct, hit us up on social media.
Yes, please do.
Tell us.
Because this needs to be sorted
This
out.
Needs to be sorted, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I bet you like a piece of chocolate or something.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm not going to like touch your hand or anything, like do a, like an agreement thingy. I didn't do that, ew.
What's wrong with my hand?
I
never touch your hand.
Like,
I would never.
I get cooties.
I would never. Oh,
ew,
your hand is so icky, Andreas. I would never.
Yeah, it's like.
I have cooties.
Yeah, I get cooties. It's like boy germ.
Okay, back to the story.
And you hear as the giant's feet stomp the ground.
It's the giant. He sounds really sad.
And you see five dwarves running towards you.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, hello.
Oh, they're coming this way.
Hey, it's the giant. Hey, the giant is coming. Ooh, run away.
And the giant is running after the dwarves, just swinging a giant club.
Smash.
So sad, but still in a fighting mode.
Okay. Fluffy, what do? We need to catch them, but
they're running straight towards you. They're like 50 meters away from you.
You know what? We're going to lure them. We're going to say that. Come on, we'll help you, okay? We're going to help you in safety. Come on. Follow us.
It's the big one and the small one. Let's go to them. Yes.
Okay.
They're running towards you, and the giant is following, swinging his giant club.
But there is a really, really big cliff. just to the left of them, and Fluffy is.
Are you gonna lure
her.
This sad
yeah.
old
no,
giant
no, no, no,
down
no.
a cliff?
No.
No.
The guys that he's chasing. Okay. Yeah, the dwarves. So
come on here. It's safe here. It's safe here. Come on. Come on. Come on.
So you're standing by a cliffside. You're saying. and you're trying to lure the dwarves towards the cliff.
Yeah, but it's not a cliffside. It's not like a steep. It's not like that. It's just like a really, really big rock.
Like a descent.
I don't know what a descent is.
Are
sorry.
Are you trying to get them to fall?
No.
Or are, okay.
To hide behind a big rock?
Oh, we're going to
do you
want
to find a place? Okay, make
no,
a...
No, there is. I actually,
make an awareness roll to see if you can find a good hiding spot for you and the
it,
dwarves.
But you just don't see it yet. But look, here it is.
Yeah, yeah. You may roll yeah. twice because you're a goblin and you
see?
For search.
There
okay.
is my rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you find you
you're
find
so
some very, very big rocks. Yes, you do. Yeah.
It's safe here. Hide.
She says.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to follow.
Yeah, they run towards you. Yeah. Yeah, sure. So everyone make a...
Everyone.
A
everybody.
Let's see if this is like a... Stealth, a sneak body. I must be body. Yeah.
Yeah.
Body.
All right. We all make body rolls. I'm going to make body rolls for the dwarves.
Oh.
Ooh.
I succeed. It's 6.
The dwarves do not. They roll a 9.
Oh, no.
And you rolled a 7. You have a 5. And
oh.
That's not that good.
Can I roll again?
Let's see what the giant rolls for awareness. Rolls a 5. So you just run behind some rocks and you hide and... Weirdly enough, the enormous minotaur manages to hide, but the rest of you guys are basically just hunking down behind the rocks. And the giant runs up, swinging his club, and you know the first stroke just hits one of the huge boulders, making a crack in it, and he hits it again, and it just shatters.
Whoa.
And behind that big boulder is where you're hiding.
Well, I'm gonna have to jump out because.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my friend might get attacked.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when I see this, I'm going to just jump out.
And what do you do?
And I have my hammer and my axe and I'm going to yell like, stop! Don't hurt him!
Why not?
One of them is my friend!
It's me!
Yeah, the pink one.
Friends are nice. I have none.
Your friends?
Yeah.
If you want us.
We're really chill about that.
Yeah.
No one wants to be my friend.
We want to be your friend.
Yeah, actually, if you can pick these guys up, we would love to be your friend. They're
yeah.
bad guys.
They're bad. It's stole gold from the queen.
They're not friends.
No, not ours. We don't like them. We don't know them.
They're thieves and liars.
I don't like liars.
See, I like this guy already. We don't like liars either. We have so much in common.
Oh, yes. Did you like flowers?
Okay, make an awareness roll to persuade this giant that you will want
can
to be
help,
the,
can
their
help,
friend.
Can I help? Yes, I can because I asked you like flowers.
And I think you're the one rolling, actually. So,
oh, yeah. Oh, well.
But you roll crap all... But
I didn't
not now.
Crappy
no,
crap.
You rolled a 1.
Yeah.
See?
Can't be better. So the friendly, sad giant looks down at you and just says,
they are liars. And you are my friends?
Yes.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, we'll be your friends.
We'll be your
what
friend.
Should we do with them?
We need to bring them to the queen.
Yeah. Could you please carry them in?
You go to the queen now.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. What did he say?
I think he's going to the queen now.
Yes, yes, we're going to the queen. Can you pick it?
And the dwarves, they shit their pants.
Oh, goodness, poo-poo.
And then they start marching towards the capital.
Yep.
Beautiful. Is the giant coming with us?
Yeah, the giant is like, you know,
them, like,
he's swinging his club whenever one of them tries to, you know, like run off. And
beautiful.
And
yeah.
then maybe he even initiate some conversation
oh.
with you guys.
Mm. And they answer politely. And
you are intrigued. Smart, but not as small as the other ones.
No, I'm a minotaur.
A minotaur?
A minotaur.
Mm.
It means I'm big and I have horns.
But you're not big, you're very small.
Yeah, but I'm bigger than her.
Yep, I'm a small and fluffy.
You are smaller even than the small ones who are
yeah.
small.
Yep. Feel my fur, it's
fluffy and soft.
Yeah, my name's Mori.
Can I feel?
Yes, yes, you can feel.
And that's fluffy.
Yeah.
Super fluffy.
Yeah.
Do you have a name?
Me?
Yeah.
I am me.
Me?
Me? Your name is me?
That's amazing.
That's the best name I've ever heard
really
in my life.
It really explains the sense of a person.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah, hi me.
I am me.
Yeah, you're me.
Me never had friends before.
Oh, you didn't? No, why? Why?
Everyone ran away and are afraid.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
I can kind of get that because you're really, really big. But people should really stop and look around and have a look and see, like, who are
you what?
Behind that.
I have the solution for this. You are much less scary if you have a flower crown.
That's true. Let's make him a really nice flower crown when we're back at the castle.
Yeah.
A friendly, friendly
flowers for me?
Yeah, on your head. Yeah.
On my head.
Yeah, we're going to wear them as a crown.
Yeah. You can even have, we can put flowers on your clothing so you will look really friendly and inviting.
No one has ever done this for me.
We will be happy to do this.
Yeah, no problem.
Wow.
Your green thumb, what did that do again, Amanda?
It means that I'm good at, like, growing plants and also, like, identifying plants.
Yeah?
Like herbs and
oh, yeah,
stuff.
And you can identify. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you know which plants are edible.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so you make a laurel for me, the friendly giant.
Yeah.
Your new friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also Fluffy is helping with the like pinning little flowers on his clothing and trying to just...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is lovely. I love green flowers.
So do we.
Yeah. Green flowers are beautiful.
Like this one.
That's jello though.
Green.
I would say it's blue, but we agree to disagree.
You know what? I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. It's gonna be
green. Yes, green.
I think you might be colorblind, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Because I'm not colorblind.
No, me neither. But we do embrace you, and we like that you are very open with your thought and the perception that you have. Excuse you. The perception you have is the one that is real for you, and we do accept it.
Oh, I like that. It's like, in your world, the flower is green.
Yeah.
But in mine, it's yellow.
Yeah. But they can both function together.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That's mind-blowing.
That's so wise. That's so wise.
You're one of us, me.
You're so smart.
Me is very smart.
We can
smart.
Learn from you, and you can learn from us. We have an exchange.
Maybe you're...
I can be professor.
Me,
yeah.
The wise giant.
The
professor
wise.
Me.
Professor me.
And you bring the culprits back to Queen's Castle, and they are prosecuted, and they are sent to prison for having tried to swindle the queen from her... from the proper pay from the trade that they had going on. And you solved the quest.
Yeah.
And you get yet another reward for bringing in the bad guys.
So much money.
And we have been playing Aventyr, sorry. Ooh. Yes.
That was beautiful. That
fun. A really nice game.
Yeah, I really like it. And the art, it's just, I mean, you should see some of the illustrations for some of the monsters or like creatures. They're adorable.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they really did a great job with this. It's... I mean, the Swedish version is like up to its, I don't know, like fourth or fifth edition. He's been dropping. Like,
I
look
can
at these
see
ones.
That. I mean,
look at these ones.
Aww.
It's like a giant eye
it
with
could
two
be scary,
legs.
But they're not.
That's super cool.
Yeah. So many great illustrations here, and we hope that the English version is available soon.
Yeah.
And we're super appreciative for being the first one to play it, and
yes,
for Amanda to join us.
Oh, thank
for
you
this
so
one.
Much. Thank you for
thank
having
you
me.
Ever
this
so
much.
Such
fun.
A nice guest.
Yes.
Welcome
yes.
anytime.
Yes. Absolutely. We will have you on many, many times in the future.
Yay.
I'm sure. Is it something you want to plug? Is it something you want to mention for people?
Oh, gosh.
like, what is up? Do you have something you want to promote?
What's your handle?
I don't have many things in English, but, like, if you follow me on my Instagram, I usually post what I'm up to. But I am part of Mindy, who is a Swedish RPG kind of board game multimedia thing.
RPG.
Yeah, that does both actual play and other stuff. And, yeah, that's I do a lot of things there. So, I guess that's... And I also have a podcast called I Am No Man Podcast, Swedish nerdy women talking about nerdy shit on that one. And also, I have a new podcast coming up, which is a Buffy podcast, because there are no Swedish Buffy podcasts.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
So we're going to have the first Swedish-speaking Buffy rewatch podcast. Yeah.
Very cool.
Ooh. Rewatch. Okay, so it's not an RPG podcast. You're going to watch it and discuss
it. Yeah, we're
going
to watch it and discuss
My God. Oh, my gosh. Cool. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That is cool. That is cool. Well, and how do we find you on Instagram?
Amanda Stenbeck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my name.
Yeah. It wasn't harder than that. Okay, well, there we go. Thank you again for joining us. And thank you, Daniel, for letting us play your game. Thank you, Annalie, for coming here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Being goofy with me.
I'm goofy with everybody.
Let's get our goof on next time when Sweden rolls once again. You've listened to Sweden Rolls playing Äventyr by Daniel Lehto, starring Anthony Heed and special guest star Amanda Stenback, and written and game mastered by myself, Andreas Lundström. If you like Sweden Rolls, please consider rating us and reviewing us on whatever podcast app you're listening to us on. And if you really, really like the show, please consider joining us on patreon.com/SwedenRolls. We have tons of bonus stuff, music, one-shots, prequels, bloopers, you name it. We got it over there at Patreon, so please consider joining us there. The music was Sweden Rolls, as always, by myself, Andreas Lundström. Until our next episode, goodbye and farewell.